The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Boomers Rock Radio, featuring host Tom Matt. The show features a variety of topics, but most importantly, our show is about quality of life. From finances to health and wellness to personal improvement. If you have the questions, we've got the answers. Now, the host of Boomers Rock Radio, Tom Matt.
Thank you for joining us today, everyone. I'm your host, Tom Matt, and we are here to improve your quality of life. This is the Boomers Rock Radio talk show. You know what? When you listen to this radio program, it's all about walking through the front door of the retirement zone because, you know, we are boomers and we are not going to retire. It's not 1950s anymore. Tonight, we're going to talk about understanding substance abuse with my friend, Dr. Debbie Heiser. Debbie Heiser has a PhD in applied developmental psychology. Her publications and grant awards presentations focus on geriatric topics, palliative care, elder abuse, amongst everything else, and spirituality. She also practices clinically, focusing on group support. Without much further ado, my friend, welcome back to the radio program, Dr. Debbie Heiser. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me back on.
You're welcome.
It's always good to be on your show. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to hear you. I get excited when I want to talk to you because you're like my personal coach, you know, my life coach. Isn't it nice to have a life coach?
I think that I'm your friend and we behave like friends and it's great to have a friend like you.
I'm telling you, you know, we've had conversations and I'll tell you guys, listen, talking to Debbie sometimes, I get emotional. I'm one of these kind of men, this man who's kind of in touch with my own feminine side and I'm not afraid to say that. Debbie and I have conversations occasionally that really get me thinking about emotion because we're really trying to help people get better, and that's what we want to do. Tonight's topic, Debbie, understanding substance abuse. You know my history. I've been very honest about my problems with alcohol and drug abuse throughout my life and been sober now for about 15 years and very, very glad that I'm still alive, tell you the truth. It's such a blessing to get there at some point. And that's what we want to try to do is just plant those seeds for people. Before we do that, though, let's do the 2-minute warm-up. How is the family?
Everybody's doing great. Edith is doing well. You know, the school year is in session. And so I think that, you know, getting back into the whole swing of things is working well. And I have to say, having a grandma in the house is a godsend for getting homework done with my young kids.
Fabulous.
I'm very pleased. You know,
Edith is our matriarch of the Boomers Rock Show. You've probably heard me say this before if you've listened to the show before. If not, then welcome. Edith is 88 years old. Debbie comes from a multi-generational family. It's one of the coolest things about having her. Not only is she a psychologist with a PhD, but she is in a multi-generational household. So being a sandwich boomer, almost for you, I mean, you're pretty close. I'm not trying to age you or anything, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. You understand. So tell Edith and everybody.
I'm a midlifer.
You're a midlifer, exactly. So understanding substance abuse. I mean, we get some of these topics with you. I mean, I don't even know where to start. It's we've had so many issues out there that boomers, we grew up in this really free, loving, let's experiment, let's do things. I did it myself for many, many, many years. And it's like, you know, we were kind of raised in this mindset. What can we do? Where are we at? Where do we start?
Well, look, there are so many faces of substance abuse that I want to start by trying to break that down a little bit. You know, most people, particularly midlifers and boomers, think of substance abuse, and when they associate to it, they think of younger generations using recreational drugs and alcohol, and it's associated with partying, and oftentimes with a person being a weak individual. But substance abuse is actually widespread in the substances that are used. Many are not banned or illegal. And partying is most often not a part of the substance abuse, particularly when it comes to boomers. People who abuse substances are not weak characters. They're not chronic partiers. You know, they are everyday people who have an addiction and who need help. So some of the substance abuse that we see nowadays stems from everyday issues faced by boomers. So aches and pains and surgeries, a person takes a prescription painkiller, and lo and behold, in a little while, this can lead to addiction. Rush Limbaugh is an example. He's a guy on radio. He talked about it. It came out in the open. He's not alone. This is so commonplace among regular everyday people. We all know about people talking about needing more sleep. So people take sleep aids. There are tons of commercials for sleep aids out there. This can lead to addiction issues. We had, you know, Carrie Kennedy crashed her car after using a sleeping pill. It's a huge issue. There's stress in midlife. You know, people have all sorts of things going on, work issues, stress, family, and a lot of people take anxiety meds. And one particular one, Xanax, people can become addicted to this. So regular everyday occurrences, getting dental work done, aches, pains, surgeries, need for sleep, working too hard, stress, all of these things affect boomers and can lead to substance abuse. And so this is what the sort of reality for midlife and boomers are. It's not people who are looking to party and who are, you know, what a lot of people characterize substance abusers as being. It's anybody's face can be that person who's abusing a substance.
Debbie, let me give you a quick rehash on my issues in case we have new listeners to the program. I went through for a long time before I went into my therapy of drinking pretty heavily, pretty consistently, never having any issues, never having a drunk driving, never single parent, all these kind of things, and wound up going into therapy to understand about my drink because I drank every day. And it was one of these things where I just didn't understand the difference between problem drinking, which through therapy I learned about problem drinking, and that's what I am and I always will be, and alcoholism, and there are two different things. And so one is very insidious, the other one is just terrible. And so they're both just rotten. And it's something that you have to understand that perhaps for me, what it was is I could start and stop any time and I never thought I had a problem. I went to AA for a little while and I knew that I was lying to the group when I was in the group at AA because I could tell there was a difference between these addicted people and myself because I just stopped and I didn't feel anything. And I was like, wait a minute, something's not right here. That's when I knew I needed to go into therapy. And I've shared this in my book and I talk about this and I don't want to come off as preaching. I just want to let everybody know that it happens. And until I understood the difference between alcoholism and problem drinking, then I could get a better handle on the why behind what was happening. Debbie, with substance abuse and understanding substance abuse, there are so many different stories. That's why I wanted to just give you a quick thumbnail on mine. Problem drinking, these things start very slowly and pretty soon it's every day and you're looking forward to going home after work. And you can be a completely functional person and still have problems, right?
Absolutely. That you know, there are so many people that we find out, newscasters, people on television, people in high-powered positions who are, you know, they're calling it many different things, alcohol dependent or someone who is abusing OxyContin or something like that. Yeah, these people go out, they do their thing, and then, you know, every day, though, they need that substance. And it's, you know, that's why I said that there's the face of substance abuse can insert anybody's face in there. It can be anybody. There's a big surge that's been happening with women and alcohol. And the Wall Street Journal did an article about a year ago, a little more than a year ago, about middle-aged women between the ages of 45 and 54 having tripled from 1992 to 2007 in alcohol treatment program use, going from 9% to 27%.
Oh, so man.
Huge, right?
That's huge.
I know. So these were mostly middle and upper middle class educated women, and they were often staying at home, and they would have up to a bottle of wine a night. And a lot of the thought behind that is that, you know, there was a feeling of powerlessness, and people think that, you know, caring for kids is, you know, not a big deal. It's a lot of stress. There's a lot going on, and you can feel a lack of power. And so they, or a loss of self. And so the thing that worked best for many of the women was to go on medication. There's medication out there now. To get therapy. So those are the sorts of things that are new that were not, that people didn't really pay attention to. And I'll tell you one thing that's kind of interesting, because I was looking at the article and I was thinking about it, and I said, you know, the funny thing is the Wall Street Journal sent me something that said, get our case of Wall Street Journal wine, and you get 15 bottles in it, and, you know, we'll send it to your home, and we pre-pack. And I thought, oh, good, it's near the holidays. I'll do that. Well, I had my, you know, 9 bottles left after the holidays, they sent me another one. And I called up and I said, look, I have to cancel this. I can't drink all this. And they said, oh, most people ask for more. And I said, look, you have to cancel it. I can't drink, you know, 15 bottles in, you know, the 3 months or whatever it is. I just can't do it. But there's been a big surge of wine consumption among the middle-aged cohort. And I was able to see this myself with the, you know, wine deliveries that were getting made to my house. And I just was like, wait a second.
Well, maybe they thought that it was a resveratrol thing and that you were trying to cure your heart problems, because, you know, they said, but you got to drink like a barrel full of wine to get the same effect as one resveratrol. And resveratrol, by the way, everybody, resveratrol is the substance that they found that is in grape. It's a grape skin, and it's a supplement that I take every day, and it's got all kinds of positives to it, and we can talk about that another time. But maybe that's what they're thinking, Debbie. Maybe they're trying to help your heart health.
Yeah, I misinterpreted it.
What about self-medicating, though, Debbie? I mean, you know, that's the thing about the slippery slope with all of this. You come home, you're tired, you've got chronic pain, you've got, you know, all of these things. Chronic pain is a huge, huge issue in our society. What are people going to do? If you take away my pain pills, well, then I'm going to drink because I have to self-medicate. And so how do we come to grips with all that?
Well, you know, stress is another thing. People self-medicate over, you know, for stress, for aches, for pains, for everything. And yes, the one thing that we have to do is to really be very aware of what can happen, that, you know, that taking the pills isn't as, or the things that you're given by the doctor isn't as innocent as taking a Tylenol, right? That we have to be really aware of what we're doing, and particularly in midlife, because aches, pains, stress, and sleep issues are all things that midlifers face. We all face these things, and this is something different from when we were younger. It's compounded when we hit middle age.
Plus, the drugs are so much darn, they're so much stronger.
Stronger, and they're so readily given out. If you go to get a tooth extracted or any kind of dental care, which if you're a midlifer, you're also getting a ton of dental work done, then you are going to be given painkillers. And people will get them refilled and refilled and refilled. And that's the issue, because, you know, you don't feel the pain, and you don't feel like there's anything wrong with you in your day-to-day living. And so with the sleep meds, you feel fine, but you're really not operating fine. As we saw, you know, in the news out here, when like Carrie Kennedy had a car accident, it was because she took a sleeping aid and then drove the next morning thinking she was fine. So your work performance may be off, and you may not even know that you're, you know, being irritable and all of these things after taking these medications.
What about the word gateway? You hear that a lot nowadays, the gateway drugs. It's this, marijuana is the gateway drugs. I just saw a special recently on CNN, and they were talking about how in some states where marijuana is legal, that the heroin overdoses have actually gone down, and that, you know, they're starting to wonder, hey, if you legalize some of these things, and I'm not a proponent of this in any stretch of the imagination. I'm not going down that road at all, everybody. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of conjecture out there and there's a lot of misinformation, and that's why we're having this conversation, right, Debbie? I mean, gateway drugs, which lead, you know, you start with the pills and then you wind up, you get cut off from your prescriptions, and then you wind up having to go to really, really hard things like heroin.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, with boomers, a lot of the drugs that are used are particularly, you'll go from one that you get a prescription for, you'll go and get another prescription for, that sort of a thing. And yeah, you can go to more and more. And you know what happens? And the gateway drugs are an issue. It gets you started and you start to say, hey, this is no problem. This is fine. This is all good. Is that you're really harming your body, and that can lead to overdoses and issues that kill people. And it seems very innocent. And, you know, we've seen that with people like Whitney Houston, all sorts of people who have had long-term issues with substances. And it happens with everyday people also. It isn't always in the news, but it happens with everyday people like Philip Seymour Hoffman. You know, that sort of thing happens with the everyday person as well. And so, yes, it's a problem with any introduction to a drug that then makes you feel comfortable with taking drugs or substances.
Right. It breaks down the barrier. Believe it. Take it from a guy who never did. I was an athlete, did all these things, did all the right things. And it started for me, it started with alcohol when I was in high school. And that's where it started to progress. And it's just one of those things. That was my gateway. That was the kind of the feel with the in crowd and being part of the party, and then going to college and getting into more drinking, moving out. It goes on and on. See, we grew up, the boomers, a lot of us, we were children of the 70s and 80s, 60s, 70s and 80s. And so through that period of time in our history, there was a explosion of drug use. And now it's carried over into this prescription problems that we have. Debbie, we're going to come up on break here pretty quick. And I want to make sure I set up the when we come back from break. I want to talk about and get your opinion on enabling and codependent behaviors and define what that means as far as family members go. Do you think that's a good topic to bring up when we come out of break?
Absolutely. Let's definitely talk about that.
Well, when we talk about enabling, here's something that I'll share my own story, everybody, and then we'll go to break. I asked my mother if she was ever going to say anything about this. I swear to you, this is a true story. I asked my mother if she was ever going to say anything about my drinking issue. And I was like 40 years old at the time when I asked her this question. I was not like a teenager. And she said to me, "What problem?" That's enabling. That's codependency, because there was absolutely no doubt that it was happening. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Dr. Debbie Heiser is our guest tonight. We're talking about understanding substance abuse. And this is the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. We'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. Boomersrock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us.
There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat, creator of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
This is Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio. Connect with our show this week. Want to send Tom an email? Send it to tom@boomersrock.us. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show, everyone. I'm your host, Tom Matt. Understanding substance abuse. Dr. Deborah Heiser is with us. And Debbie, before we went to break, we were talking about, well, a lot of different issues that are going on. I mean, chronic pain, some of the gateway drugs that can get us going in this direction. It's such a broad topic, we'll never be able to cover the whole thing in one show. But I did touch upon something that's very near and dear to me as far as enabling behavior and codependency. Before we talk about that, let's define those two things, enabling and codependency, because the listeners may not know what that is. I've gone through it myself, but can you just kind of give us a quick thumbnail?
I'm just going to give you a quick overview. You know, codependency and enabling are ways that people keep people from continuing with the substances. They don't want that to happen, but it ends up being a way of, you know, like, for, I'm going to give an example that's general. If a parent is does somebody's a child's homework for them in order to help them to get through something, you're not helping them. You continue to enable that the problem of not getting something done. So those are the sorts of things that happen with dependency issues that people may have, where people are helping you, they think or feel like they're helping you to get along, or people are relying on others to help them to get things done, and it's actually hindering the process of getting through things and getting through it. So that's a general way to talk about it. It's super general, but I think that a definition isn't as helpful at this point. I think that mostly people need to know that if you're relying on someone, or if someone is trying to do things to help somebody, covering for them, making excuses for them, those are the things that should not be done. That's not helping somebody. That's enabling them, and that actually hinders the progress of them getting better.
Debbie, do you have any stats on, I hate to throw you this kind of curveball from out of left field here, but stats on how much lost production we have, and just general, it must reach into the millions, if not billions of dollars in our productivity in the United States, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I don't have the exact number, but it is in the billions. It, you know, when people, you know, for mental health issues, which include substance abuse, take time off work, the lack of productivity when at work, a person may not even know they're not being as productive, but those sorts of things really do keep jobs from companies from functioning as well, and people from doing their jobs as well as they could be.
Debbie, you know, we've had on previous shows, we've talked about depression. Let's visit that for just a moment, because depression can lead into substance abuse, or substance abuse could lead into depression, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They go hand in hand. So a lot of times people who suffer from depression will self-medicate and drink, and that makes it even worse. And people who are abusing substances often suffer from depression. It can be due to the actual medication that they're taking or drug, but that can certainly lead to it. So yes, they go hand in hand. And oftentimes when you're getting treated for substance abuse issues, you need to treat depression and anxiety. And it's very good to pair up with a psychologist in order to address that. Absolutely.
What about blame? What about blaming people for issues and feeling guilt and taking it on? And do you think that that's something that we can be aware of and it perhaps could help us avoid this problem?
Well, I think blame never helps with anything, right? I think that when it comes to, when a person is suffering from any sort of substance issue, the best sort of thing is to, and people who suffer from these do have guilt, they blame, all of those things can go with it. Absolutely, depression, anxiety, there's all a whole gamut of bad feelings that people have with that. But they can get past that. A person can start to feel good and the blame can go away, the guilt can go away, it can be lessened. It is doable and it is possible. And just like with depression or other mental health issues, they come with a whole host of people beat themselves up internally and that can go away. Those people think, oh, that'll never go away. I'm going to feel like that forever. And it just isn't the case. You can feel good again.
Debbie, let me ask you about food. Can food be classified in a broad sense as a substance, for example, sugar, as a substance abuse and something that people self-medicate with?
Well, yeah, obviously, eating disorders are you can withhold food or you can eat too much. And that is an issue. So if somebody is eating a lot of foods, and I have seen people who have had diabetes and they just keep eating sweets and it's almost like they're trying to harm themselves. But indeed, it can be just, in fact, a person can have an eating disorder if they are withholding food from themselves, if they're eating and then purging, but also if you're overeating chronically. And obviously that can lead to all sorts of health issues and people that's the, again, the vicious cycle of feeling bad about yourself and all of those sorts of things, that can go with that.
Debbie, I have a very strong feeling about the contraindication of prescription medication, be that my mother-in-law, I do believe it helped exacerbate her condition. Now she's in her early 80s. She went from being the lady who drove the food van to running the funeral lunches to doing all of the work to becoming pretty much an in-house person. And I do truly believe that it was a contraindication of prescription medication. Can we talk about that?
Oh, that can totally happen. That happens all the time. The important thing is to be, a lot of people, they'll go to the dentist and they'll get one medication, they'll go to another doctor, because there are specialists all over the place. You go to another one and you get another medication. Then you'll go, and no, none of it is the information isn't kept together. So you go and you take all these medications and there can be issues. There's also an issue with taking them at the times and with or without food and those sorts of things that people are not as aware of as they should be. So for example, if you take one medication, you may be able to take two medications at the same time, but you might have to take one in the morning and one at night, several hours later. Even eating foods can affect things. Like grapefruit is hugely a huge issue with many medications. So yes, keeping a record of your medications and going over it with your physician and the pharmacist is a very important thing to do, to say, this is when I'm taking this. I will give you an example. I was taking my thyroid medication at night with food. I thought that was what I was supposed to do. It was wrong. I wasn't supposed to do that. And then I was having thyroid issues and that was making me feel sluggish and actually have symptoms that one would associate with depression. I had to go and find out that I was taking it at the wrong time and that I had to take it without food. But so these things can happen to anybody at any time. Any medication has to be really well monitored.
So let me ask you, because you're very obviously very intelligent, you have a PhD, you're a psychologist, and you still did you not get the right directions when you were prescribed this medication for your thyroid issue? Or how did that occur? Because that seems to me like, gosh, if it can happen to you, it could happen to anybody.
Well, I actually, on one of my pill bottles, I don't know how it happened, but it said, take with food. And it must have been an error at some point, but I never questioned it. I said, oh, I've always been taking this in the morning. No, I better take it with food. And then I started, you know, I like to have coffee in the morning. So I said, oh, I better wait till I have food. So I'll just take it at night, you know, after dinner. And I never should have done that.
So you're guessing.
Yeah. I was like, whatever, you know, it's fine. And that's what a lot of people do. I'm just like, you know, everybody else when I go in and I don't question as much as I should. And now I'm very aware.
Well, that's the thing. Debbie, we have had this. How many times have we talked about the accountability, writing things down, going in with a spouse or somebody to go into the doctor with you? How important all of these things are, because so many things happen so fast. Here, take this, take that. See you later. Get out of here. Go pick up this prescription. And all of a sudden your head's spinning and you didn't catch any of it. And so
I know. And I only take one medication. So it should, you know, I have no excuse.
But the directions were wrong. So that's the thing. It's like now all of a sudden you've got to go get it. See, here's where feeding your doctor good information is so helpful, because how do they know? They only know that very small window of time that they see you. I mean, it's just important. Debbie, give us some tips that we can take away, some action points, because we're going to run out of time here on this segment.
Sure. Just some tips are that, look, everybody is human and we all need to be very aware of ourselves, our medications. When we have aches and pains and when we have something going on in our lives, we need to know if we're taking a medication to be very aware, especially if it's a painkiller, that it has the ability to be addictive. And that we also need to be aware of the what we're consuming. If it's alcohol, how much? You know, women are only supposed to have maximum 8 glasses per week. If you're having more than that, talk to somebody. So the issue is to be very aware of what we are doing, what we're consuming, and what we're taking into our bodies. And then from there, have conversations with our physicians and healthcare providers.
She is Dr. Debbie Heiser. She's a regular on the Boomers Rock Radio talk show. We love her to death. She's the best. Debbie, say hello to Edith and Joel and Liam and Aiden and everybody in the family. And, you know, you're just dynamite. We love having you on the show.
Oh, I love being on your show. Thanks. It's great. You guys are all wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Boomers Rock Radio talk show. And we'll be right back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. BoomersRock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us.
If you are a dreamer aspiring to realize your dreams, join host Michael Friedlander for Dreamers, Winners, and Making a Difference. For Michael, to be a winner doesn't mean you must have finished first or must have great wealth, fame, and lots of toys. Instead, it means you must have realized your dreams without cheating or acting unethically. It means you must have made a difference for the better in the lives of those you've touched. Tune in to Dreamers, Winners, and Making a Difference live every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
This is Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio. Connect with our show this week. Want to send Tom an email? Send it to tom@boomersrock.us. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. This is a Boomers Rock local segment. You know, it's real people making an impact. It is what puts the grand in Grand Haven. To start a grassroots movement with this radio program, as I've been working towards for the past four seasons now, we've got to find a place where the people are just so nice. They're so willing to really reach out and help us that we found our home. And that's Grand Haven, Michigan. And that's why we have our Boomers Rock Local, because we will feature experts from the Grand Haven area. You know what? It's all about changing attitudes, behaviors, and habits here. I want to welcome back to the radio show one of my pals, Maria Carroll, will be with us in just a moment here. Maria's been with us before, and she's a certified personal trainer from National Academy of Sports Medicine. But more than that, Maria is a certified Titleist Golf Fitness Instructor Level 3, the only one in the state of Michigan, and she is a local person in Grand Haven. Her saying, her little tagline, is you don't play sports to get in shape, you get in shape to play sports. And let me tell you something, everybody, from the people I've met in Grand Haven, and I'm getting to know more and more people as we spend more time over there, love you guys. It's such a nice community, and there's so many active people. That's the thing about setting the template, building the model right in Grand Haven. So without much further ado, I want to bring my pal back. Maria Carroll, yes. Welcome back to the Boomers Rock local segment on the Boomers Rock Show. How are you, Maria?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, you know, the last time we had you on the show, we got to be introduced and figure out who you were and what the difference is between, you know, is there animosity between the golf pro and you fitness instructors? And I want you to kind of rehash that really quickly. Explain to everybody the difference between a level 3 or just a golf fitness instructor and a golf pro. What's the difference?
The golf pros are the doctors of golf. They're the ones who have the ability and have the knowledge and the teaching to help somebody with the golf game. They're the golf game. I am the fitness professional. I'm the one who, if somebody needs help with their golf swing physically, I'm the one that would take that spot.
Gotcha. Okay, so I just wanted to rehash that really quickly because sometimes people don't understand. Maria, there's on this show tonight, and we'll talk more about, you know, some more of your tips here later, but one of the things that I found so compelling about you is we're very close in the same demographic. You're a boomer, I'm a boomer, we're younger boomers, and you were a non-traditional student. And I was as well. And so that really warmed my heart towards you. And I want to try to encourage people to say, listen, we all go through these changes in our lives. Perhaps you want to just become inspired to go back to school. Non-traditional student, everybody, if you haven't heard that term before, is anyone who's not just fresh out of high school going back to college. So you could be 25, you could be 30, you could be 50, could be 70. And that's non-traditional. So it's the bulk of the people that go back to school after you've been working in the world. And Maria, you did that as well. Can you tell the story about going back to school and why you had to do that, just to try to give everybody some incentive and some inspiration, please?
Well, I have an associate's degree in physical therapy as a physical therapy assistant. And I had a job lined up as at a fitness facility. They wanted to make an association between the Titleist instructor, golf instructor, and the gym. They wanted the golf pro to utilize the gym. So I got hired. But then...
Where was this, by the way? Excuse me, but where was that?
This was over... Can I say the name?
Sure.
It was over at the University Club in East Lansing.
So I was at Michigan State University, where I have my daytime job, and I know the club very, very well. It's a very, very nice place.
Yes. They wanted the East and West to use the facility a little bit more than with their clients. And so they wanted my certifications, but I didn't have a bachelor's degree.
But you had the certifications.
I had all the certifications. I've been on the job training since 94, but they had mentioned to me that the members like to see a bachelor's, their trainers to have bachelor's degree.
Now, how frustrating, Maria, let me ask you this. How frustrating was that to you? Okay, you've been a level 3 golf instructor, a personal trainer since 94. You've got an associate's degree, but you go to work for an institution, and we can say Michigan State because Michigan State, it's a great school, but you go into a gym facility, a golf course, a really nice golf facility, like a lot of other people going out in the world trying to recreate themselves, and you run into this glass wall of, well, you know, you've got all of these certifications, but you don't have that one little thing. And that's got to happen to a lot of people in our age demographic, and that's one reason I want to, you know, kind of pound on this a little bit, because you said, okay, fine. So what did you do after that?
Well, I was amazed. I just didn't, you got to be kidding me.
How upset were you?
Pardon me?
Were you upset about that?
Absolutely, I was upset.
Of course, you should be.
You know, going through the level 3, that wasn't a cheap thing to go through.
No.
You don't just get certified as a TPI level 3, Tennis Performance Institute instructor, by anybody. I mean, it just doesn't happen every day. You know, and plus, you know, already been working in the field for many years, and being a physical therapist assistant as well. So I just went on the internet and did some research. And if I wanted any kind of position as a director at a club or a management position, I had to have a bachelor's degree. So while I said to myself, well, I still have half of mine, I'm going to go back to school.
How was that? How was that experience for you?
I loved it. It was great being amongst all those kids.
Talk about that a little bit. Explain, share some of your feelings about being back in school with the young people again, because I can completely empathize with where you're coming from on this thing. And that's the whole point of this segment, is to try to inspire people not to be afraid.
Well, I'm like you too. My age is different. My number age is different, but my physical self feels like 20s. In the 20s. I mean, I don't feel my age at all.
Just like a lot of like a lot of baby boomers out there, we're all right there with that same feeling. There's so many of us in that same situation.
Yeah. And I love studying. The best place I love to study is where all the kids would hang out, shoot pool, and, you know, play video games. And the noisiest spot in the whole campus is where I like to do my studying. And they are so helpful. The kids were helpful. The staff, they did all they can do to get me out of there.
but that's a good thing, right? I mean, they were to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the thing about breaking down these barriers, the barriers to entry for education. You've got this new thing called the internet out there now that we didn't have when we were in high school and traditionally in college. So now everything's been changed. And so don't be afraid to give it a shot. Maria,
absolutely.
Maria Carroll's my guest tonight, everybody. She's been with us before, and we're talking about, as she made the transition, one thing we talk about a lot on the Boomers Rock radio talk show and the Boomers Rock local segment is going to be transition. It's going to be about how we move forward. So go ahead and continue with the story, Maria, because you're talking about hanging with the young people. They're getting you motivated. You're going out there. Where did you wind up going to school? You never did say.
I went to Michigan, University of Michigan, Flint.
Not an easy school at all. That's a tough program.
No, and when they told me that, because I went to the admissions, and what else, like, I drove right there. I made up my mind I'm going to go back. And then they said, well, you've been accepted as a student. I about got floored. I thought, seriously? Yep, just step over there to financial aid. They'll set you up. And I'll tell you what, all my professors and the whole staff, you know, help me. You go to the writing lab, you know, writing lab. You got to go to the writing lab. They help you. So I did. Every paper I wrote went to, I stopped at the writing lab. They helped me, turned them in. And I mean, they did everything they could in their facility at that university there to help me. I mean, and I was not afraid whatsoever.
Well, I had
a blast.
Well, you know what? I'm really happy to hear you say that, because I'll tell you what, I was terrified when I got back into school, Maria. And it was, you know, you're taking these, I'm in a classroom with 500 kids and I'm taking a 100 level math class. And it's just like, it's very liberating once you get in there and we get moving. We got about a minute before we go to break here, Maria. So I'm going to wrap this up. But I want to set up the next segment. I want to talk more about how we can inspire other boomers in the Grand Haven area to think about what you've done. And if you can kind of get those thoughts together when we come back, we'll get some tips from Maria. I'll give you a couple of tips of my own about the transitional education that you can achieve if you want. And all that's the whole thing, everybody. It's about becoming accountable to yourself. And if you've got that dream, if you've got that thought in your head, you've come to the right place, because we're going to inspire you to get motivated. You're listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. This is Boomers Rock Local Grand Haven. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Thank you for listening.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. Boomersrock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us.
What kind of world do you want to live in? Should we continue down our current path, or is there a better way? Together, we can change the world. We must start with ourselves, then we can future-proof our homes, businesses, and communities. Many people don't realize it, but most of our society's biggest problems can be solved using current technology. My name is Shane Wolf, and I want to help you understand what you can do right now to make a difference while saving money, reducing your environmental impact, and improving the health of yourself and the people around you. Join me for Future Proof Radio, and let's build a better world.
Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Welcome back to the Boomers Rock local segment on the Boomers Rock Show, everyone. I'm your host, Tom Matt. Remember, you can always reach me, tom@boomersrock.us. That's my email. Please hit me anytime. That is specifically for the radio program. Hey, Maria, before I forget, why don't you share your phone number and your email with everybody, and then we'll get back into the story about the transition and getting back into college. Let's do that now, and then so I don't forget. So what's your phone number if people need to get some tips on their golf fitness?
It's 517-719-0852. And my email is Maria, M-A-R-I-A, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, the number 76, at gmail.com.
There you go. Okay, so, and if you want to call anybody over at WGHN, you can do that, and they can get you in touch with Maria, no problem at all. So we're talking with Maria. Both of us have been non-traditional students, everybody, and the whole point of what we're trying to do here with this radio program is inspire you to think about different things, because we've been there, been through a lot of different things. Tonight, we're talking about college. How do we go back and take a couple of classes? How do we get back in the groove? How do we overcome the fear? So, Maria, you were talking about the fun you were having and the studying. Where did you study in this fun place that you found? Tell us more about that.
All the cafeteria area was, and they'd have a pool. They had pool tables and TVs and different kind of jungle gym kind of seating and. That was the noisiest place probably to study, but it was the coolest place to study because you can just kind of hear the kids talking about their classes and, oh, I can't because I got to go to class. And, you know, it was just a lot easier for me to study in that environment than going to the library. That wasn't any fun. The fun was with being around the kids. And, you know, I'm saying kids because I could be their mother.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and that's the whole thing, everybody. We've been there. Both of us have been there. And my thing, see, now for me, I liked going to the library because I need to hunker down. And so for everybody, it's going to be a little bit different. Whatever gets you, whatever lights your fire, whatever gets you going with these things. But being around the kids is great. Now, Maria, tell me some more stories about when you really were trying to overcome and you were getting into the college groove. How long did it take you to kind of catch your breath and really feel like you had that confidence that you could be successful at this? How long did it take? Because I'm sure a lot of people out there are wondering, oh, well, she's special. She did something that I could never do. Why don't you alleviate some of that anxiety for some of the listeners?
Well, I never was a very good student in high school. So, and I made a couple attempts to go into college after unsuccessfully. And then finally, it's like I gotta get this done, and I wasn't sure how I was gonna manage the homework stuff and everything I had to do. But they had like a workshop, you know, how to organize your study, and that taught me on how to organize my study area, you know, whiteboard, erasable whiteboard, cork board, everything in that in my workspace. If I had to get up to get a book, I was already not being sufficient. So I had everything there. I would write down all my exams, my tests, my papers due, everything on that eraser board. So I knew when everything was needed to be due. And I kept track of everything that way. And I made sure that I sat down, because I was going Tuesdays and Thursdays. So Tuesdays and Thursdays was all day at school. I would only have to be to school like in the morning for a couple hours, but I would spend all day there just because I wanted time to be in the school scene, and it was easier for me to study in the school area.
Right.
At the beginning.
You know what? You just touched on something I want to make sure that we emphasize for anybody that's out there that's thinking about taking a class. The class time, the amount of time you're going to put in the classroom is nothing compared to the amount of time you're going to put outside the classroom doing your homework. So don't misjudge your timing on this. I like your organizational skills on all of this, Maria, and everything that you've done. Maria Carroll's been with us. Maria, thank you so much for your time. It's been a great story.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Always remember, before you can share love with others, you must love yourself first. I want to thank Ezra Baker, who's a production director for the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. My wife, Sandy, is our pre-production coordinator, the staff at WGHN. I want to thank everybody for making the show popular as it is. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Now go out and ignite your life. Good night now.
That's our show for this week. Listen for Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a great week.